This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The presidential race is still undecided, with President Trump demanding an end to the vote count and the Biden campaign optimistic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a strategy the president signaled for weeks, attacking the integrity of the voting process in states where Trump losses could lead to him losing the race itself. The Trump campaign has sued in Pennsylvania and Michigan, largely seeking better access to watch ballots be counted. The Biden campaign's Bob Bauer says the suits are meritless.
Continually alleging irregularity, failures of the system, and fraud, without any basis.
The president's demanding the vote count stop altogether, though he cannot actually order that. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
With the election still undecided, several demonstrators have been arrested. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Demonstrators took to the streets in Seattle, where police say seven protesters have been arrested. The charges include property damage, resisting arrest, and assaulting an officer. Authorities say in Portland, 10 people have been arrested for allegedly smashing out the windows of businesses and hurling objects, including fireworks, at officers. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has said she would keep state troopers, sheriff deputies, and police officers under a unified command into Friday in Portland to handle protests amid the uncertainty over the presidential election. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. Labor Department says unemployment benefit claims declined slightly last week, but remain elevated by historical standards. A total of 751,000 jobless workers filed new applications for unemployment compensation. A total of 7.3 million workers remain